Megan Crapaud has been writing about the Jussie Smollett story for the Tribune, and she joins us on WGN. Hi, Megan. Thanks for saying hello.
Hi. Good morning.
So, you know, one of the things that sort of gets lost in the coverage of this, I read your story today, and we'll talk about it, point A to B, but Jussie Smollett says he was the victim of a hate crime by some white MAGA hat-wearing guys, but the two people who he said did it are quote-unquote black as sin. I mean, how do we reconcile those two facts?
Well, if you're the prosecution, you say, well, obviously he was lying about being attacked by white guys, right? Because their theory is that he recruited these brothers, the Oshandiros, who are black, to help him carry out this fake attack. Now, the defense seems to be leaning towards a theory, and this is something that they've gone into more detail in pretrial hearings, that the brothers did, in fact, actually attack him. It was not a hoax, and that they were possibly working with one or more accomplices who may have been white. So
there
that's kind of how they're explaining that.
You know, it's interesting that the video exists. There's video that shows what of the night of the attack. I know there's a series of videos, but the one from the night of the attack, does it show the brothers walking down the street or their car going by or anything like that?
There is all kinds of video from Streeterville and all over the city tracking the brothers' movements. However, there is not video of the actual attack. If you believe Abimbola Oshandiro, who began testifying yesterday, Smollett intended for the attack, the allegedly fake attack, to be captured on a surveillance camera. And in fact, when they did the quote-unquote dry run a couple days before, he pointed out and said, yes, that's the camera. I want to use the footage to get media attention. However, it turns out that that camera was, in fact, pointed in the opposite direction.
Okay, so
there's footage of basically everything but this attack.
Actual attack, which would have been instructive, maybe. We would have seen if they were pulling their punches or how cooperative the whole thing was. But it also points to me just sort of a logic problem for Jussie Smollett. Suppose the camera was pointed in a way that would have captured it, which was his intention. Well, the dry run would also show that. I'm like, Jussie, if you think it's going to work the night of the attack, it's also capturing the rehearsal for the attack. Don't you think that's a bad strategy? And yet that's sort of what happened, right?
You know, if you believe the brothers, then yes, that's exactly what happened. I think part of what's interesting about this and is basically that it's going to end up as a credibility contest, right? Especially if Smollett himself ends up testifying during the defense case. It's going to be his word against the brothers' word. There's plenty of video evidence. There's all kinds of texts and social media messages and that sort of thing. So far, I don't know that we've seen, you know, like a hard smoking gun either way. That doesn't mean that the prosecutors won't be able to prove their case. I mean, circumstantial evidence gets guilty verdicts all the time. I just find it interesting.
So maybe one of the brothers was, in fact, homophobic and was resentful of Jussie Smollett and did plan to assault him. That's what Jussie's going to go with, right?
It sounds like it. Obviously, we won't know until the defense starts their case a little bit later on. But look, there's not much that's going to be a surprise throughout this trial, right? I mean, you and I both know that this case in particular has been discussed and dissected and picked apart. We have just about all the evidence that's going to be used at trial was released via public records requests like 2 years ago, more than that. So we're not going to get a ton of like shocking disclosures, I don't think, through the course of this whole thing.
If Jussie is found guilty, who will sentence him? And I wonder what that would look like.
Well, it will be Judge James Lynn who determines the sentence. He was assigned the case once Smollett was indicted for the second time in February 2020. He faces 6 counts of felony charges, but these are Class 4 felony disorderly conduct. I mean, it's the most minor felony under Illinois law. He could get 1 to 3 years in prison, but it's also probationable. There also, I'm sure, would be some discussion about whether if he does prison time, whether it would be sort of concurrent or consecutive, right? Like, is he going to be sentenced on each count individually, or is it all going to merge under one sentence?
It would be a pretty crazy world if he got 3 years for each count and had to go to jail for 18 years and Kyle Rittenhouse walks.
I don't think that's plausible.
No,
these
I know
are probationable offenses. They're not violent.
I think that, right, there's very little chance, as I read it, that he'll go to jail. I think what a lot of people want is the city to save face and to extract some money from him, because that was also part of the issue. He forfeited $10,000 in bond previously and was allowed to skate, and then doubled down on his accusations of the poor handling he got from this city. So our toe got stubbed by this guy who refused to be a little accommodating or apologetic. And if we got money out of him, I wonder what that would be. They could fine him for the cost of the investigation and even for the prosecution, right?
Well, as you recall, there's also a civil case that's been paused.
Yeah.
It's been put on hold. The city sued him for the cost of this investigation. Now, when the criminal case started back up, that whole thing got put on hold. I have no idea how it might shake out once the criminal case is concluded. But that was explicitly about the money spent on this investigation.
When does this wrap up in court, do you think?
It's looking like early next week, but you never know with the trial, and really, you never know with this case. I mean, come on. I've stopped predicting anything about how this will go, because you really never know. There have been so many twists and turns.
Yeah, and 3 years later, here we are, almost 3 years. Okay. Nice to talk to you, Megan. We'll maybe visit again later in the week or next week.
Sounds good. Thanks again.
Megan Kripo in the Tribune.